Slacker and Steve on demand.
All right. It is drunk or kid.
Drunk or kid.
Now, this is a story. This is where you call us and you tell us some stupid story where you hurt yourself or you made a really bad decision. Mm-hmm. And we believe most of those things happen when you're really immature or you're really
drunk or kid.
Inebriated.
Yeah.
And I always give the same example. If this is your first time here, great. If not, you've heard this 1,000 times. You grabbed your skateboard, went up on the roof, looks like it's got enough slope.
Yeah.
Tried to ride it down the slope.
Yeah, I've done it both times.
Actually, I've gotten rid of my skateboard in my house.
Oh, so you can never do it again? Look at you.
I have a hoverboard now.
Oh, no.
Yay!
Even worse.
all right, so it's drunk or kid. Now, to get us started, we've got a couple. Here's what happens. Our two-headed monster, T-Hack and Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron comes up with some stories that she's found in the news, and she boils them down to a headline. And we have the headlines, and then you and I have to try to, much in the same way as when you call in, they're going to boil down your story to get all the details out of it.
Yeah.
We got to try to figure out, this is our preseason, is what this is. So we've got a few headlines here, and then she's in the room to try to help us once we get there, tell us we got the right answer or the wrong answer. Headline number one. Oh, I got to read it out loud. Sorry. Yeah. Couldn't find my car in a crowded parking lot. Finally gave up. Started crying where my good buddy found me.
That's it?
I mean, come on. It screams one thing, but that's why.
But see, that's the thing with drunk or kid.
The two-headed monster tries to throw us off the trail with their things. Are we playing together right now? It feels like we're trying to get at this one together. You can go first if you want.
Couldn't find my car in a crowded parking lot. You know, it screams.
To me, it screams drunk because why does a kid have a car?
Exactly. That's why I'm going to go. This happened when they were a kid.
So you're believing in the reverse psychology.
I'm doing the opposite.
Yeah, I think you're probably right because it's like, couldn't find my car, but it's like the parents just said, meet us at the car in the parking lot after like a busy day at Elitch's or something. And then they got scared and they sat down and they cried. And then that's where their buddy found them.
Yep.
So kid feels right, but just to keep it fun and just to show that karma, Jesus, they're all on my side.
Huh.
I'm going to say drunk.
Okay.
Aaron?
Today's your day. They were drunk.
Yeah. What? Yep. They were?
Yep.
Well, when you play the Jesus card, I guess we know who's not going to win or lose or yes.
I normally don't pull the JC card.
You never
card,
play JC.
But I...
nicely done.
Felt pretty confident throwing it down there. All right. 1-0, but these don't count.
Okay.
Next one. I slipped trying to board a boat and was on crutches for 4 months.
Well, this one's super easy, but you have to go first.
Oh, so you got it already.
Obvious,
slipped trying to board a boat. Okay, so for you, instead of me trying to figure out which one this is, I'm going to figure out what you think you saw in that headline.
All right.
For you, you believe, because you lived on the Cape, and you know a lot of people who drink a ton, you believe that the only people who ever get on board a boat are schmammer. I can read in your face. You're like, oh my God, that's all you do. You're getting on a cruise. You've been in Puerto Vallarta all day.
You're just hammered.
You're hammered. That's why. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I'm getting a little message from JC here.
Oh, you're another Jesus. Yep. He's got your back on this one.
Yeah. Okay. No, I get it. Yeah. So that's why you probably believe that it's drunk.
Right.
But me and JC.
Okay.
This is a little kid who's just trying to climb on his parents' boat to like go water skiing and stuff. Fell, crutches, 4 months. I win on this one.
No, I say drunk, you say kid.
The other thing is, as a drunk, you'd be more limber and you wouldn't break as much stuff as you would as a kid.
That's not bad reasoning. But
100% kid on this one.
All right.
Aaron?
They were a kid.
Quit. You don't get you. I'm picking Moses then. Or somebody, because that's bunk.
My God. That poor bush in the corner is probably not going to be here long. Yep, it got all biblical on Slacker and Steve today.
Well played, Slacker. You're up 2-0. We don't count, though.
JC, do me a favor. Can I just do this one on my own?
When did you learn Hebrew? That's what I wanted.
I got a translator. It's like a virtual reality translator going off in my head. You know what's weird is Aaron doesn't get to be in the studio very often, and she's kind of like trying to get out. He's like,
a little weird.
Jesus a part of.
He's afraid of drunk.
So I'm gonna get this third one right in a row.
Oh, look at you. Well, you would know Jesus is gonna get it right third in a row.
Just hand signs, dude. All right. I dropped 4 cookies into a grand piano at a college recital. You.
Okay, you got to get, these are...
There's no information. You should really rely on...
Jesus. Okay, you already glommed onto that.
Yeah.
So I dropped four cookies into a grand piano at a college recital. Of course, that's going to scream college and recitals. You're all wasted. You have to be wasted to go to a recital. Otherwise, mm-hmm. While you're there.
So it's wasted.
Nope, I'm going to go with the back. It never worked for me the last time, but it's going to work this time. I'm going to go reverse what's kid.
Now, here's why you're right on this one.
All right.
Why does a drunk person have cookies?
They're usually tossing their cookies.
Right. So just to keep it, I'm going to tie it up because I know that you're right.
Okay.
So I'm not even going to switch it. I'm going to say we're both going to say the same thing. So we're either both going to be right.
Okay.
Stop trying to give me signals, JC.
I was going
to
say, you already know we're both going to be right because JC is on your side.
No, I asked for no help on this one.
Oh, dude, no.
Hold on. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
Do you think there's people that are offended that I'm using?
Uh-huh, yeah. That's slacker.
Let's not check the text messages the rest of the day, shall we?
All right, so you're going solo on this.
I'm going solo. I'm 100% solo.
One set of footprints in that there's, sand,
yes,
man.
Yes, because I'm carrying JC right now.
Oh, you're the one carrying.
Now I know they're offended. Uh-huh. Right. He's remarkably light. The cookies leads me to kid. So I got it. If you're saying kid,
I'm saying kid.
I'm going with you.
I'm going with the right answer.
I'm going kid.
Okay.
Okay. What was it?
They were a kid.
Yeah! I'm 3 for 3, baby! 3 for 3! All right. This is where it's your turn. You tell us a stupid thing you did, and we guess if you were drunk or a kid. Abby?
Yes.
Drunk or kid?
Drunk or kid.
Hi. I didn't want to go to swim practice, so I asked my friend to take a number 2 in the pool to shut it down so I didn't have to go.
Oh, my God. That rocks, actually.
It's me?
It's on you. You have to go first. Well,
I mean...
I know.
Swim practice...
Right, it could be...
No, I mean, I don't... Are there swim practice for... Oh, it could be... When you're older, like you're in your high school.
So that's.
Oh my God! To me, I was like, she's screwed up.
Yeah, this one's.
It's 100% kid.
Right.
And now I don't. I concentrated so much on that detail. Now I don't have it. Have we found the flaw?
And you can't call JC in.
Okay. Then you know what? I'm going with my gut. I concentrated so hard on it that I'm going to say, yeah, she was a kid. She's a kid.
And I'm just going to take the opposite because I think you're probably...
Because you're trying to get JC to come talk to you?
Maybe.
All right, Abby, Steve's saying drunk.
Yep.
I'm saying kid. What were you?
I was drunk.
Yes, you were. Hammered at swim practice.
I was actually a coach and I was out drunk with my friends the night before. And I really didn't want to go. And I, in a drunken state, asked my friend to shut it down. So the night before, he went in and took a big deuce in the pool.
Well played,
Abby.
I
didn't think about you being a coach.
Yeah.
thank you, Abby.
Terrible.
And it takes a lot. They have to drain those pools.
They
and
do.
There's a lot of chemicals in those. Congratulations. You weakened a school district that day. I mean, you're all proud because you got a point. I'm sitting here going, there's another mill levy for that.
She's very resourceful.
Randy?
Yay.
Drunk or kid?
Drunk or kid.
I cracked my chin open on a bowling ball.
Wait, that's it?
That's it, man.
Well, was it an 8-pounder? Or like a 12-pounder?
Oh, my God. She's a girl. Of course it was an 8-pounder.
Hey.
Good morning, everybody. Misogynists are us.
Okay.
It's on you.
Cracked your chin on a bowling ball. Yeah, bowling alleys, that's full of drunks and kids and drunk kids. And
that's kind of true. I remember kids sneaking from their dad's pitchers when I was young. So there was definitely some drunk kids in there.
What was the last one? You took kid.
I took kid, yeah.
I took drunk. I'm going to stick with drunk.
You're going to stay in with drunk because it's bowling alley.
Yep. I'm going to say this happened to you, Randy, when you were drunk.
Now, here's the deal.
Okay.
Even if I agree with you, I'm already down one. So this is that whole, this is the football team that has to go for 2, even though they know they're not going to get it.
That's true.
That's me right now.
Oh, Butters.
I'm the Broncos.
You are.
I'm going to lose on a bye week. All right. So then you took drunk. So I have to take kid. You were a kid when you cracked your face on a bowling ball. What was it?
I was a kid.
Yeah! Broncos lose! You did? Like, what? Were you just, you tried to throw it and it came out of your hand, or what happened?
I was bowling in socks because they didn't have shoes small enough to fit my
shoes. Oh, yeah. That's
There's some liability issues there.
Yep.
To be sure.
And my dad was helping me push the ball, and my feet flipped out from under me.
Bam!
And went straight down.
You sued
on
your dad and the bowling
alley. Yeah, you got me. Yeah. Put him and them out of business. Congratulations, Randy. Thank you. Tied up, my friend.
I know.
Renee.
Yay.
Yay.
Drunk or kid?
Fell asleep with my pants down around my ankles and a baby Ruth hanging out of my mouth.
That's in a country song, isn't it?
It is. I'm writing it right now. Pants around my ankles and a baby Ruth in my mouth. Let's see. Is it me? I think it's me. Who is it now? You went first on that one.
Yep.
You did. You went first on the bowling one. So, fell asleep with my pants around my ankles and a baby Ruth in my mouth. Let me say this. I have children, and sometimes when they're on that full on sugar high and they're in the middle of peeing or pooping or whatever, or they're getting their prize for going potty or whatever, it's like, ba-dunk. So, I mean, this is literally either one. This is a crapshoot.
Dang.
So kid was good for me last time. So what I got to do is get inside the mind of T-Hack right now and go, is he going every other? Or does he have the huevos to do two kids in a row?
Right.
I don't think he does. So I'm going drunk.
You're going drunk?
Yep.
To me, this one, back down to T-Hack as well. Which way he's going?
Which way is he going? Is he trying to be like zigzag, or is he trying to?
Yeah. And kid, I have no choice. I'm going to take kid.
You're going to take kid?
Yeah, because kid has been good to you.
Yep.
I'm taking kid.
I'm taking drunk. What were you, Renee?
I was drunk.
God!
What?
No way!
Why were you drunk? Okay.
And why have a baby Ruth? Just pass out like everybody else.
Well, I crawled to the candy machine, crawled back into the hotel room, couldn't get my pants off because I had my cowboy boots on.
Of course you did.
And, yeah, fell asleep right there on the floor.
Perfect.
Stay classy, Renee.
Yes, totally. Alex.
Yay.
Drunk or kid, drunk. It is 2-1.
Oh, yeah, you're up 2-1 for now.
So
this
could be either the tiebreaker.
Jesus has two.
I'm not using.
Is this the last one?
This is the last one. So this is for the tie or the win.
Okay, I need to tie this one.
Here we go, Alex. Drunk or kid, go.
All right, so I was hanging out with my friend, and we started arguing and kind of got into it, and he got to the point, and he just started arguing stupid stuff, and he told me he couldn't pick me up, or I couldn't pick him up, and we went back and forth like that for a little bit, and I ended up trying to pick him up and breaking the TV in the room.
Oh, right. Score.
This is you. Your destiny lands in your own hands.
It does.
You can either tie this thing up, or this can be the stomping that has been coming for a lot.
You can't take my same answer, though.
Oh, I can't?
You have to take the opposite.
Sorry, Jesus says I can do whatever.
No, Jesus. Whatever.
Yeah.
No, this was, you were definitely hammered. This one is just hammered. Dude's being hammered. That's what this one is.
The reason I'm gonna let you try to tie this.
Okay.
But I agree with you.
Yeah.
Because the kids, although the TVs now are fragile.
You're right. But they're usually up on the.
Those of you who can afford that have them up on the wall.
Oh.
The rest of us have TV stands with wires running. I don't.
You still have? Oh my
gosh. I don't
gosh,
have any wires.
Buddy, I'm coming over.
So you said drunk.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, you got it. I love it. Now you're going to hedge your bets and just try to. I want a point, man. What do I got to do to get a point around here? Alex, he said drunk, so I'm going to say kid. This is either for the tie or for the out and out championship of the world, because we'll never do another drunk or kid again if I win one.
That's true.
Because I'm one of those retire on top kind of guys. What were you?
Oh, I was hammered.
Hammered! You are wasted. Woo!
Yeah, everybody loves listening to a show that ends in a tie.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.